taking $22 million worth of Prince George Aquatic Center refurbishing to an alternative approval process will be up for discussion at City Council's regular meeting Monday night. Under the plan proposed by staff, voters would have 30 days to express their opposition, and if 5,512 do so, council would be forced to take the matter to a full-blown referendum. The clock would start ticking on July 5 and end on August 9 at 5 p.m. If the proposal survives the process, council would be given the leeway to borrow $22.15 million to cover the cost and pay it back over 20 years. Debt servicing costs would be $1.85 million per year and impose a 1.34% impact on the property tax levy. The money would be spent on an extensive refurbishment and upgrading of the building, which is more than 25 years old. Some $14.9 million has already been earmarked for the work, bringing the total bill up to roughly $37 million. Building a new aquatic center from scratch would cost $100 million, council has been told. Burning complaints. A proposal to carry out dedicated patrols to curb the number of burning complaints and item fires in the downtown core will be taken to council Monday. It would see a team made up of a bylaw officer, an RCMP member, and a firefighter taking to the streets three times per week between 10 p.m. and 3 to 4 a.m. for 4 to 6 weeks, adding up to 12 to 18 patrols. Their role would be to conduct an escalating strategy of enforcement, as required, to stop offenders who are not deterred by the presence of these patrols or through education, according to a staff report. The patrols would incur overtime costs. As example, within Prince George Fire Rescue, 12 to 18 patrols would cost $20,000 to $27,500. However, each work unit is prepared to absorb these costs within their existing budgets. Hungry Bears. A fruit tree removal incentive program will be up for consideration as a way to lessen the chances of bears venturing into yards in search of food. The city would provide up to $500 to defray the cost of removing a tree. The program would limit residents to one tree per year per property and would not cover a replacement tree or subsequent landscaping. Massey Drive Wildflowers. Council will consider converting a stretch of center median along Massey Drive into wildflowers. The idea is to diversify plantings within urban landscapes that allow for biodiversity, increased habitat for pollinators while improving visual aesthetics, but would come with a price tag. According to a staff report, the work would require excavation and removal of the existing grass turf, adding topsoil and seeding with the appropriate wildflower mix. The cost of the conversion would be $21,000 to $24,000 plus a further $3,000 to $5,000 in maintenance that would entail twice per season to prevent invasive species from propagating. Because the median is not irrigated, it would need to be watered during the seed germination window and throughout the growing season. Maintaining the existing turf costs $450 per season. Daycare and a thrift shop. 2 3-year temporary use permits will be on the agenda. To allow a daycare at Early Learning Preschool at 2588 Queensway Boulevard. The number of children would remain at up 20 and still open at 9 a.m. but close at 5 p.m., up from 1 p.m. To open a hospital auxiliary thrift shop at 1655 Nicholson Street. Transit. The 2024-25 annual operating agreement between BC Transit and the City of Prince George for continued operations of the Prince George Transit System will be up for three readings. Total cost of the conventional service would be $12.6 million, with the city covering $4.6 million of the bill and $2.4 million coming from riders. The remainder would be covered by the province. The custom, or handy dart, system would amount to $1.9 million, of which the city would pay $528,421 and $60,946 come from riders. Branding. Council will be given an update on a city brand project.